Yeah, the grade span's about the same as usual. Kind of A's, couple of B's, couple of C's, no D's this time around, and then four F's. Well, it's just people that don't do anything, you know? One of them looks like all they ever do are quizzes. They don't do any of the rest of the work, and you go, well, that's probably it. And they're all, well, this is one of those classes where, yeah, I don't know what mindset people have that say, oh, I'm only going to do part of the work. There's going to be whole sections of this thing. I don't know if they got... I don't know if they got taught that in the freshman seminar. You know, they take a whole class on how to succeed in college. And it is, and they go, well, if you can't just flat make an A on it, don't bother. It's better not to even try. And you go, boy, that's not true in this class. This is better to do pathetic than do nothing. Says you'll at least get some points. You won't make an A, that's for sure, but you'll at least make a D. And I'm sure they told him, you know, you don't have to make good grades particularly. This is all you have to do is pass. Says you get the same number of credits no matter what the grades look like. Says unless you're going for, you know, unless you're worried about some scholarship. Unless you want to go on to graduate school, you really don't have to have good grades. And it's like, I often wonder what they teach in there. Says you certainly don't teach them to use a lot of good English. Or something, or, you know, it really does end up being a question of, are these just the way these people are? You know? Do as little as humanly possible, but still act like you're engaged, therefore you're not going to get fired, therefore you're not going to fail, and you go, wow. You know, it doesn't work like that in my world. Because you gotta at least do, more of your work. Says, even if it's not good work. So I did. I said, this is a desperately easy A. I says, this is an easy A, as indicated by the fact that most people in my class do make an A. I says, the problem is, this is after people get to the midterm and they go, that I put in this much effort and I'm getting an A. And you go, yeah, as it was, they don't hang with it. They actually kind of start getting worse, you know, because they go, how much can I get away with and still get a decent grade? And I tell them, well, that's your business. Everybody has their priorities. That's always the big thing I talk about every semester, which is another thing about, you know, when I talk to these people, when I went to those adjunct faculty things and having get-togethers on Zoom, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I don't, you know, I mean, we don't want to be like those people, and they go, I'm exactly one of those people, I'm just here to get some more money. I expect the rest of you bozos who do this as some kind of a career to be the ones to inspire them and talk to them and do this stuff, you know. That's why I said, you know, if I get this other job, I'm not going to. I'm the wrong guy. This guy was always looking at, oh, I was an adjunct for a while, and then I got a full-time job at it. And they go, oh, says, I'm not interested in that at all. I can't stand the pay cut. Says, Mike, I said, I'm sorry. I always thought that the few times when I actually was a teacher, I was considered, number one, not a very good one. Number two, the only thing that saved my keister ever as a teacher in certain settings was the fact that they weren't watching me and they weren't paying attention to what I was doing. This is, and that was really the only, you know, when I did that basic child care, basic training course, and you go, oh, they would have made sure that I never got to teach that again. And to a certain extent, I think that kind of happened.
Come to my secretary. It doesn't look right.
SECERT. So it's secret. It's secret, Airy. Yeah?
Okay.
Does that look good? Okay. Does it have a little squiggly line under it that says I spelled it wrong? I trust a lot to the squiggly line anymore. Sad. So, yeah. And you go, I was not the kind of person that they wanted as a school teacher for high school and middle school. Yeah, I said, I'm not a good teacher. At least I'm not a good teacher the way they want me to be a teacher. Because I'm a guy that says, go out there. He says, figure it out yourself. That's where all the best teaching comes from. You're not going to do it, you know. If you keep saying, oh, I got such a wonderful teacher. I learned so much. And you go, that's great. But it doesn't mean anything until you start doing this stuff. And I guess I was always pushing people just to do the stuff, make it happen. Says, I expect everybody in the world to be an autodidact like I am. I said, you know, go out and figure it out for yourself. I can't do that. Okay, I guess. You need to know that I'm not the teacher for you. If you need somebody to put a ring in your nose and lead you around. Says, I'm not that guy. And so, yeah, am I a professional teacher? Gosh, no. No, I'm not. No illusions to it. No interest in it. And to be honest, I said, I'm really not a big fan of those kinds of teachers anyway. I says, I've always been a bigger fan of the guys, of the people who go out and do a lot of research. You know, kind of like these videos that we've been watching. These guys went out and they really worked this hard. Put a lot of effort into it. And then to share it, and you go, I really like.
Yeah.
And you go, you know.
Come on, Matt.
He says, but to be honest, I said, here's your problem. I said, after you're done learning this from those people, that's their thing. And you go after that, if you go to, if they're like a gospel doctrine teacher, and you go, you know, once you get into their specialty, they're awesome. Once you wander out of their specialty, there's not much to them. And I said, that's fine. I said, that's life. That's why we have a community. Because you're going to have a lot of different people you can learn from. And I think the church is trying to get to that kind of a thing. But it's like, you know what, we don't need that. I said, we just need to watch a bunch of YouTube videos. You know, the guys that are into that, we just need to figure out how to find those people. I think.
Big her notes have to be, and half the time it's spelled in incorrectly, and she sure. comes back to it and she goes, I don't know what this is saying.
Like, she's in her 80s.
I know, and she's going blind. She gets shots in her eyes.
She's got problems.
Like once a month or every other month, she gets a shot in her eyes.
Well, this is still good stuff, though.
So.
Good stuff. She still has a contribution to make, by golly.
I know. Okay.
I think we're ready. So, yeah. Everything's going to kind of come on like crazy as soon as it gets cooled off, but it just hasn't cooled off. The peppers are doing fine. They're made for hot stuff. Oh. I do, Matt. I just feel like we're camping out, man. I got the whole camping out thing going here. Uh-huh.
And this one's getting bigger.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing, Daddy Maddie. Oh, yeah. And I think we're this whole situation is almost transitioning us kind of away from I hope they're having fun and not just trying to kill each other.
Yeah.
I think they're just magnificently bored. Wow, look at that. It's still...
The wind blew it down.
Well, yeah, but look at all the blossoms on it.
Oh, I know.
It's still going nuts. We still got to keep watering this thing.
I know. Somebody's ball is dead. So mushy.
I think the age of the professional teacher is dead. I think it died. I mean, we're still paying people to quote teach.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's getting down to the point of you're just a facilitator. You're just being kind of a tutor. To the kids that can't figure this stuff out. Oh. This isn't even the college level. I said I think this is, well, the college level is different because you had a specialty. Although they would often make you teach classes that had nothing to do with your specialty too, you know, to fill out your yeah. If you're at a small school.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about college, sorry. No. High schools can't do that. It's all general. So if you have a specialty, you keep it to yourself. Because you're supposed to be teaching the CAN curriculum. And it all becomes how successful you are at using these tools to get, you know, it's all about the science of pedagogy. It has nothing to do with do you actually have anything to say. That's not even important. And in college, you want to have people like that, but the small colleges, they may let you teach one class in what interests you.
Oh, how did you...
Anyway. No, you just get to teach one class on what interests you, and you hope the heck that it's interesting to students. Or else they'll dump your class. And then it's like, so your specialty is, you know, certain thing and you know everything about it. You're an expert at this. You've written books on this, but that's not what they have you teaching because it's not considered anything that your university cares about. That's the great thing is nowadays, now I don't know if you can make a living doing this. That's what's getting painful is all these people say, I worked so hard.
Well, it depends on what you get to do.
And to become an expert in something. And they go, but I can't get a job doing that. My job has to be something else. And they go, yeah. It's just like me. This is except that I never felt like I really got to be an expert in anything. particularly. I'm a smart guy.
Why?
Well, it doesn't matter.
I don't know, but
I think it's kind of lucky. Oh, no, no. I get to use it on occasion. So let me tell you, just my tenacity about getting things done is what wins the day for me. It really has nothing to do with whether I know anything or not. In fact, I tell people, I said, I really don't. I says, most of the things I do, I'm fake. I says, I'm just pretty dang good at faking it. Says, in fact, I'm better than most people who say that this is their specialty. So I don't mean to be rude to them. You know, you want those kinds of guys. Those are the guys that will keep on doing it for 20 years. You know? And they go, me, I'm like the butterfly. I come through, I do some amazing thing for you, and then I flitter off, go someplace else. Anyway, that's not important. Oh, these guys. Aren't these the guys that do all the Halloween stuff? Yeah. They used to go all out, I tell you. I don't think it's quite the all out it used to be, but I understand. I don't have the resources for it anymore. Anyway. Yeah. All the interest I have in Halloween anymore. It's actually closer to zero than it used to be. Oh, so yeah. So I think we already started doing it, but now it's just getting a lot more poignant. But yeah. The expert, the person who's really good, kind of a Jordan Peterson type, he's accessible. You don't have to go and sit in his lectures. Go particularly to the school that he goes to. Well, that's a thing. I think so. I don't know if I bought them that way. Oh, and they weren't. Okay. Anyway. I see. And yeah, he says now, Jordan Peterson's kind of gone past that. Of course, now he's fell off the face of the earth. But yeah, there you go. That's the model going forward. You put all your stuff out there. And then you write a book. And then you go on the speaking circuit. And you go stuff like that. And you go, that's kind of the thing now. So I don't know how long that's going to last. Because everything's topsy-turvy.
Yeah.
Things that work 2 years ago don't work anymore. Probably wishes it was
it's
dead.
It's really cold.
It is cold. He's going, dude. I'm sure I've got something evil and sinister to do, but I'm just not in the mood. Morning. There you go. Looks good. Anyway, so yeah. And so these buildings are silly. Everybody's saying, you know, these things are silly now. We spent so much money building these places and securing them, getting all this expensive equipment to shove in it that most of the teachers just avoid it. And you go, now it's just a place to put your kids, keep them out of trouble. They'll all have video screens. they've all got their little computers, and all you do, you're a hall monitor. You're supposed to help the ones that are really in trouble. You getting in front of the class and actually trying to say something that the kid is supposed to pay attention to, you think that's a shot. This is Ann. Here's the biggest indication of all, is that we're going to find out pretty soon that we don't need to pay you what we were paying you. We can pay you like a child care provider. Because that's all you're doing. Flanking a kid in front of the TV and making sure they don't wander off. So that's about it.
Look how clear it's looking. Can't get, oh, you can see the kind of...
It looks decent.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Greenish clouds above it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like the fire is going out.
Well, you know, when things start cooling down, that is one of the things a fire desperately needs, is heat. Heat and oxygen and fuel. Still got fuel. Still pretty good with the oxygen. They haven't quite cut that off. But the cold is going to really put a damper on it to the point where they can control the rest. And this is normal. Thank goodness this stuff still works. Of course, God could always switch that off too. And say, I think I want the burn to keep going. This is going to be a hot summer, a hot winter. And we're going to keep California burning. I don't know. Especially when he says, you know, I'm tired of people living there. They start congregating, they start getting weird, they start turning communists on me. I don't like it. But I don't think he's trying to redeem anybody really, particularly at this point in the program. It's the last little bit of, so are you gonna repent? Be baptized, come to Christ, and they go, no. And you go, then why am I stretching out your life? Why am I giving you the time to cause more problems? I think that's what we're going to go in. How many people are going to be humbled by this? And you go, I don't know, this is God, I don't know. This may be humbling for some people, but I think by and large it's not. You get it, Matt. Yeah, it's these trees. These old weed trees. Yeah, they're a little bit better than just simple weed trees. Not much. They grow pretty good wherever you stick them. You get the water. Anyway, yeah, it is, like, what is that?
No, that's not a wasp.
What is that?
That's some other kind of bug.
Yeah, it's a bug.
Yeah.
But... it's getting kind of cold for every bug.
Yeah. It's my fog
to take
it. It's coming in my
house. Well, it'll come soon, I suppose. Sure are getting big. Getting a little slower.
I don't know, that was my turn. Dude.
He was like your football star, man. I'm big and I'm fast. And you go, yeah, you'll die. He'll die soon enough too. Ain't enough to do it. Anyway. Yeah. And sports is just going down the drain. which I'm sorry. One of the huge justifications of a lot of this stuff is the sports aspect of it. And it's sad because, yeah, you'll see the state going, you know. Apparently, there's plenty of teachers and people like that that kind of got laid off, but they're still being paid. And you're going, wow. And you're going, how long is the state going to put up with that? And you go, surprisingly long time. Because they are a significant voting bloc. The union's going to be hard and heavy saying, oh no, no, you got to do that. You know, this is all going to cost. And you go, because they've got less on the age, but that's easier than age. Age can just get rid of that kind of stuff. That's good. Going and building the fact that there's a promise that you'll provide all this stuff mostly. It's mostly the which is hilarious because that's actually the best environment right now. The more time you sit outside, and it's silly, you know, the less chance you'll contract it, and you go, what are you talking about? We've all got it. So the funny thing is, it's really doing nothing to the building. Nothing of any particular, you know, nothing to write home about. Kids aren't dropping like flies. Old people are, but old people tend to die. They tend to die of something. You're so cruel. Well, okay, whatever.
So
you always think it's too soon. Always think it's preventable somehow. And you're going, you're a 50-year-old woman. What on earth? I said, you are supposed to be the strong one that keeps things going. She's a servant. Well, that's because she's a servant. No. Yeah. You're a slave. Yeah, and you're going, that's hilarious. It's not like she has those things either. Is she living in public housing?
No, they're just living in apartment.
Oh, how did she afford that? What's she gonna do?
I don't know.
Make choices. nothing. If there's too many rentals. And there could be. Yeah, I'll take anything we can get. Oh, wow. So anyway, yeah. So I don't know. Well, they haven't been doing a very good job cleaning up the school once they found out that kids weren't really coming back. Kinda coming back. Sorta. I don't think it's being mowed. I think it's just that these little spots are coming up and the rest of it. You seen them mowing? Really? That's sad. That's pretty sad. And you go, it isn't like you have 17 campuses to take care of, guys. You got, what, two? Three? Two campuses are so close together, you treat them like one anyway. High school doesn't have any vegetation around it. This is parking. And you're going, so I'm really confused about what you guys... It's like you have a big maintenance issue. Not much to it. It's only one poor guy that's doing it. Or if they've outsourced it, maybe they're just bored. Or they're just saying, you know what, we're just not going to clean this much. Like, okay, whatever. Well, we'll do it. But yeah. This isn't a playground. It's a vacant lot these days. And you go, oh, well, everybody's trying to figure out what's going on. Yeah. The sad part is a lot of the school teachers are going to be, you know, they feel like it's their job to vote for Biden. You know, and you're going, you do know he's going to keep his job. And you go, and if he does, he's not going to be throwing off lots of money at school. It's right now, they're throwing funny money at you. This is. These people. You know, it's like all those kids said, I went to college and where's my job after it's done? And they're going, nobody needs you any kind of guarantee that there'd be a job at the other end. Oh yeah, first contract. And you go, that is so 70s. I said, no. He says, whoever's teaching you, like, idiot. Shouldn't be listening to them, they're not so smart. Yeah, I know. Funny people. Anyway, you know, they're always going, oh, people are always crying for more teachers. And you go, and of course, you still hear it. Heard even today. School teachers still don't get paid enough. You go, well, you're going to find out soon that that's going to be a big hue and cry, because pretty soon nobody's going to be listening to you guys. because you guys haven't wised up very well. So if you're basically running your school teaching gig from home in your PJs, the biggest thing you should do is you shouldn't tell people that on YouTube. I said, I see you guys. Because I understand there's no point getting all dustied up and all that. Throw a shirt on the top of you with nothing underneath. Because they can't see that. Relatively cheap factory work. Parents can clunk their kid down in front of a laptop and go do something else while you're supposed to be there helping. Says, yes, that's what you are. Says, I'm glad to say it's probably what you have been for quite a while.
You don't get paid, do you?
They're getting ready to change that. Or they want to. Republicans do. Oh, sorry. They're all about charter schools. And you go, parents are going to start getting shitty about how come my tags are high and I'm paying for a school that barely exists. I have to provide all the facilities. I got to provide the internet. Yeah, and the building's empty, except for housing a couple of people that are basically being warehoused. Sorry, man. Yeah, it is. It's like, this is your free education. And you're going, but I'm providing half of it. All the things that you guys say you're providing, it's not doing me any good. Yeah, like that big building that they spent millions and millions of dollars on. And all the cool equipment in it that's helped my kid learn they can't use anymore. And this isn't going to end if Biden gets in. This is going to go on and on and on and on because they're all weird about what's just not safe enough yet. And that's basically their mantra right now. You know? We'll make sure you're safe. We'll make sure you're safe. And you go, I need a job. I need some income. You guys throwing $1,200 at me every 6 months or so. That doesn't make up for the job I lost. This is garbage. And who's paying for that crap? Oh, the rich people. You go, no, they're not. You're just printing it. We all know that. And you go, you know, someday I might want to be rich too. That was always the thing about, that was the first time I decided I'd rather go for Republicans than Democrats. Was because, you know what? I said, I want to make some money one day. I don't want to sit here and just be poor for the rest of my life. I know some people who are perfectly satisfied with just being poor. Getting free this and free that, and if they start working hard, they start making money, and it starts affecting their payments, they scale back. I'm not going to work that way. Oh, I quit that job. Why? Well, it was starting, you know, it was threatening my welfare check. You know, I wasn't getting as much for supplemental food program stuff, SNAP, SNAPy stuff. I wasn't getting that anymore. You go. You realize that you're stuck in the trap and you did it yourself. Yeah. But it's hard. I said, it wasn't fun when Lisa and I decided to break through. We had to make bigger decisions. We had to move over the fact that we didn't make enough money to make it. I took bigger and bigger jobs. Says I'm not there, I'm at some paragon. Says I quit my really good job. And took it low with me, you know. What are you trying to do? See all the sun?
No.
Okay.
Alright. Here comes another
car. They're not coming back. I figure
they're going to... No. No, they're finishing.
So, yeah. And you go, I know it's hard. You kind of have to change your mindset and just set your jaw and barrel through it. That decision, you have to stick with it. Just don't fall back into it. And yeah, especially around here, you're going to have to move. You can't just sit around here and wait for the next, you know, job to show up that might pay you more money. It ain't going to happen very readily. Only one or two people get those jobs. And you go, yes, and I don't even know if this is even going to be useful going forward. So probably the first thing that's going to fall apart is government, or large swatches of it. So chances are, you know, aid to the poor will just have to be abandoned at some point, especially if the Democratic Party doesn't feel like the poor really came through for them. That's most likely what's going to come. Is they're going to say, with this COVID crap, we couldn't get poor people out of their houses. Go, it was always a problem, but it was always mitigated by the fact that we could do it. We could send a fun bus around to pick them up, take them to the polls. While they're in our bus, we go, and you're going to vote Democratic, right? We always laughed at the stupid Republicans because we said, they're not even trying. They're not even trying to go after the polls like we do. And you go, yeah, that's right. Anyway, so yeah, I don't know. There's somebody making some calculation up there and saying, you know, time to cut poor people off and quit telling them that we're going to take care of them. they never did, but, you know, they were low-hanging fruit. You could throw some stuff at them, and they would vote for you. And you go, but here's the rub. Even though you throw stuff at them, they might not even bother getting up and getting the vote. They figure it doesn't matter. They'll always get stuff thrown at them. Right? And the Democrats might decide, well, it's time to teach them a lesson. Unless they do what we say, they're not getting the free crap anymore. No, it's not a gravy train anymore. It's a direct payment for a vote. And the poor's going to come back and say, you know what? I don't care. I trust in people that will still give me stuff even when I'm not working and when I'm not really doing what needs to be done. The Democrats were just taking advantage of that. We'll see what happens. But frankly, I don't even know if the time frame is going to allow those kinds of thoughts. They'll think it, but they won't be able to do anything about it because the indoor culture is there. But it's too fast, too hard. And here's the problem. It's like we finally figured out how to win elections in the United States, and they go, isn't it great? The United States just fell apart.
Yeah.
You just have this amazing skill that's going to net you nothing. Go ahead.
Next election
is 2024.
That's what's
going to happen. Well, I don't know if he's going to come then. But yeah. After all tribulation, I don't know what's going to happen. Are they going to push most people toward socialism? The tendency, I think, would be yes. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't think it's really going to help. No. They're doing what they're doing. It's over. We're just going to get the snails we get. Pick the rest. Yeah, usually once it falls over, it's gone. It was a heck of a thing, though. It lasted quite a while.
These are just tomatoes and
a
carrot.
They're so tall.
I think
it's because it just kept watering and watering and watering. And, well, I don't know. I think that's pretty much it. I think it's just watering.
Well, they weren't really producing tomatoes
until I put the plant in them. And I was hoping so. So, next time around. We'll feed them, Matt.
Yeah.
Next garden. See, Mom's getting good. Next garden's going to be a lotter. She's been putting all that thinking into cooking. It'd be scary to see what would happen if she put all that thinking into gardening. Okay. So yeah, I don't know. That's what I would see coming. Of course, I don't know. I don't know. People are weird, and I'm sure all of this. Sorry. Offend all of my quasi-psychologist friends, or psychologist friends, period. And say, huh? You guys are going to have an interesting job.